You better stop and erase that bit.
Just during Star Trek?
Just when the tape's on.
No, no, all the time. I'll never remember.
Yeah, in bed, too.
I can't be held responsible when I yell out in bed.
Yeah, but Julie doesn't buy that. She's tired of you calling out my name.
Don't she call her like Julie. It. Call her Jennifer.
Shut up, Theodore.
I hate you all.
What? Didn't you not make a request? Did we all comply with your silly ass request?
Yeah, I guess.
Are we not living with your dumbass again? Sure, we're calling them dumbass. At least I am. But am I not acceding to your...
I think the worst was we decided to role play people, role playing Star Trek. So we were role playing on the holiday. So we had one point in the
Okay, so where right. were we last week?
So last week, you guys arrested all the Orions and the Romulan spy that were carrying on board.
That's
what was in the...
Once again,
we get lucky and we're right. Our assumption is right.
Oh, I wasn't there that week.
Yeah. That was lucky. You and Eric set it up and then...
Exactly.
You guys finish it up and got all the credit.
So I want crack security team on my reputation.
Hey, can you believe this? I got a minus for openness because I wouldn't tell the Orion crap.
Yeah, I got
it's the way you did it. Whereas Shannon got +1 openness for the way he did it.
I only gave him name, rank, and serial number.
I appreciate it if you could call me Evan.
All right.
Can you call me Dave?
I like to be called Dave, but not David Sweet.
It's in case you're home.
All he said was he doesn't want to be known as David Sweet.
Whoever that is.
Yeah, that's, nobody wants to be known as David Sweet. That's really not tipping anybody's hand.
He's that, yeah, David Sweet's that pervert that...
Who the fuck wants to be named that?
Not Miguel.
It must have been hell in the military.
He doesn't know Miguel at all.
So after you deliver the admiral.
Are we in season 2 right now?
Yep, this is the second episode of season 2.
Awesome. What kind of admiral is he? You have in a season?
Is he a rear admiral?
He's a what?
What?
Weird admiral.
Is he dreaded, buddy?
Yeah, dreaded rear admiral.
Unless you guys want to do anything long term,
that's a real
you know, a month or two passes before you head out.
Yes,
I believe it is naval.
the humdrum of the routine kind of sets in.
Were you there when we thwarted the spy?
And one day, you get a message from Gamma Hydra 4, one of the colonies there. They say they intercepted a signal, some sort of signal from the 443 Serpent's system, which is nearby from you guys. And they requested you guys investigate. Mm-hmm. So the captain, after hearing this, She looks around, trying to think who she's going to put in command of the mission. And reluctantly, she puts Calhoun in command.
Who's Calhoun?
Well, Donald isn't around. Donald's supposed to get in charge.
Well, Donald's not around.
You're Calhoun?
I'm Calhoun.
Well, you haven't been
Calhoun.
John T. Calhoun?
This will be different. I've been in command almost all the time so far.
Well,
I must be a great rival.
Oh, the days you aren't there, he's in command.
So what kind of signal?
You can analyze the signal if you want.
Okay, analyze.
Okay, so go ahead and make a...
Fine idea, good job.
Thanks.
You have physical science map?
I have physical science.
Okay, go ahead and roll that.
Math?
There's a math special.
That's
specialization.
Right? Logic, perception?
Add the logic. Well, in plus logic.
You should put Miguel on the top of all your character sheets.
Miguel?
Yeah, Miguel.
The other thing was all the advantages that add a die. It's a wild die. Drama die.
Okay, so this just expands the situation.
So you can have multiple drama die.
Right, but only one of them. Only one thing.
What about drama?
One. So you can, it's best to get a 12 in your roll.
So it makes it a higher chance to roll up.
Yeah.
I got a 7.
That's cool.
Yeah, we're still around
that. So you analyze the signal. And for some reason, this is one wasn't obvious, but it's obvious. You know, obviously a prime number sequence here. Well, they got a 2, but, you know.
Okay.
You're just confirming their, findings. And if anybody has space sciences, astrophysics.
Got it.
Astrophysics.
Yeah. They can also check.
Let me help you out.
Sure.
I'm there, man.
So what are we doing?
Just roll that.
Space
science, I think I have 2 points. And logic? Right? Yeah. Plus logic.
8.
Okay. 12. So with that, after you analyze it, you also get that it's not a naturally occurring signal.
Oh. Did you get it was not natural?
Wow. series of prime numbers. Well,
There was a possibility.
There was.
Yeah.
Well, I get more than that.
Fibonacci series, that's natural. You can replicate that with frogs and lily pads. I don't remember how. In discrete math, back at the academy, they taught. Yeah, exactly. First you jam your boot up a frog's ass, and then you can replicate the Fibonacci series. Kicking like a rocket.
I was taught by the insane person.
What did Miguel say?
After that?
Wouldn't you have liked to learn whatever discrete math from Professor DeCock like that?
No, I would be frightened.
Really? I would.
Alright. Fun and useful, you guys.
An
actual series of fine numbers.
Okay. What is it? Weapons, engineering, sensors, helm, command. Assign your crew.
Oh my god.
Commander.
So, you're good at something? Volunteer now.
Sensors, sir.
Outstanding.
Outstanding.
Oh, did I get planetary support tactics raised somehow?
Try to focus.
I'm ready to roll.
Going on home.
Yeah, I was looking for a job you wanted to do. I got sensors and
tactics.
Engineering. Outstanding.
For tactical.
All right. Sensors, engineering, tactical. So helm?
Wait, who called engineering?
I'll take helm.
Who did?
Only you were paying attention.
Again! Get the helm right.
What's this freaking name?
I can do it.
Saren. Oh.
Saren.
I'll take helm.
Helm? Sure. You're good. You can bump one of these guys out. I'm not against the idea. Helm it is.
I'd be happy to take environmental control too, sir.
What? Well, you can monitor the person that's in charge of it as well. is that one of them?
I just like to keep it cool in the cabin and keep it at the right temperature.
Keep it cool.
Environmental control.
What's that?
Okay, that's fine.
I will.
Sensor and environment control is fine.
And weapon.
Well, he's got weapons.
Tactics.
I'm tactical.
Oh, that's weapon.
Yeah.
What's Miguel get?
Shield. Well,
Miguel's not quite here yet.
When Miguel is here, he's going to jump on medical, right?
No, yeah. Whatever he wants.
Well, he's going to...
Okay. Well, we'll
who's on communications?
Sensors.
Usually sensors also. I mean, we'll split it up more because there are more people. But.
Right. You call out four, is that right?
Yeah.
All right.
We'll call out four, and then you're in command.
All right. Outstanding.
Command.
I will command. All we know is we got a random...
There's a signal from this one system.
Unnatural.
There's obviously some sort of intelligence thing making a signal in this system. They want you to check it out. This is, you know, since you guys are near the Romulan border, perhaps it's some kind of Romulan signal. You know, perhaps, you know, some Romulan spies like you guys found, you know, three episodes ago.
Well, just head that direction.
Yeah.
The listening office.
We're heroes, right?
Well, you're getting better now.
Heroes. I want to retire to the ready room. Look at the coat. Look at it and see if there's any additional thing. Can I use my encryption skill to see if I'm getting additional information?
What the hell is innovative?
I spent some serious time.
You get plus one courage when you're being innovative.
We're using original
thinking.
You
write it down?
Original thinking.
By the way, anything you
so write that innovative plus one.
Innovative.
That way we know how much cost. So you go to the ready dinner room and you take a look at it. You want
to
see if it's encrypted in some way?
I just decided to use the template.
Okay.
Go ahead and roll intelligence or what else?
Intelligent logic plus the skill.
Yeah, intelligent logic plus the encryption skill.
A mere seven.
With a mere seven, there is some static in in the signal, but you don't think it's an encrypted message. You just think it's a meaningless message of prime number.
Meaningless, man.
You know, so it's just saying there's an intelligence, or either that, or
it looks to me like the crazy much space is flying.
Look completely normal.
Species trying to spend out of space.
As you can tell,
we're here.
Yeah, no.
I've heard about this piggybacking of stuff.
That's true.
So look, so that is a static.
But you know, there's usually static in most senses.
That's true. Abnormally high amount of static.
Nope, not that you can tell.
Once
it could just be
I want
very clever Romulan, encryption.
Once you write a program to decrypt it.
Hey, now I don't need a program anymore. I can decrypt all by myself. So.
Well, when you're decrypting, you're using the computer.
I want to isolate the static from the original method.
So this is pre-Starflight species. West.
So what warp are you guys doing?
Okay. Well.
Fast, low.
Well.
Nine.
What are I don't see any reason. Not to roll on nine at all times.
Well, usually that's best for the end.
What's the cruising speed?
Find out there.
Cruising about warp
there. Get the hell out of
warp six.
Yeah.
But definitely we cannot enter.
Alright, warp 6 unless we hear something different.
Okay.
I think anything over warp 7
causes pollution and destroys the universe.
Yeah, that's something.
I vaguely recall that episode.
Yeah, you can only go warp 7 or less unless you're willing to distort the space-time continuum or yada 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 blah blah.
Neutrino.
Yeah. Geron.
Reverse the polarity of the neutron.
Saren, roll your shipboard systems piloting.
You know, it just occurred to me that I should carry a flashlight down the planet.
Logic for perception.
Yeah, I sent just a static over to you. I want you to check it out.
All right.
Okay. See if you see anything piggyback.
Flight control.
Okay.
12. All right.
Just analyze it as if it were independent signal.
All right. So you're analyzing anything else? You want to try
I skimmed off the static and sent scan static to the two characters.
Gonar.
Gonar. Sent the information off to Gonar from the analyzer.
Gonar.
As an independent signal, if he gets anything out of it.
Okay.
Two people.
Can I use my computer skills?
I offer the command staff some of my award-winning fudge.
Outstanding.
Maybe I'll want to ring up something for the potluck. Like, cool. This one warp six. You know, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it'll take us.
Analyze it.
Okay.
Isn't it some sort of log scale? Or 7, 10 times faster than the other?
Seven.
And these are all higher scale than the old.
So you only have a static. No, it's just a quick static.
Static.
We're barely moving. I could get so fat on fudge before we even got there.
Are you well, Anthony?
So you're
speaking gibberish.
You're still a few hours off.
I like to work on it until we get there.
Right. Give another message. There is a
from the same system.
No. This is Starfleet. It's a shuttle going to rendezvous with you.
Don't you think it's a free Starfleet race?
With two Starfleet intelligence.
Possibly. Have you ever been in a first contact before?
Well, not stop. Oh. Pick him up on the way.
Possible.
Open the bay doors.
We missed it.
We had a first contact.
Couldn't find him.
I don't think we could do anything. What about the prime directive?
No.
All right, we rendezvous at the appropriate locale.
Okay.
What do we know about them?
Can you think of anything else? Out the prime numbers?
Make a computer research roll.
Computer broadcast something.
Yes.
So it could be someone else, and they just left something down there all dead?
Yeah, it could be.
One of those races
six.
That...
Six, okay.
Six out in space, and then when you come to investigate it, it blows you up.
I heard something about that on one of the famous James T. Kirk missions.
Commander Dolio.
I don't remember it, but I...
Lieutenant Carl O'Ryan.
James T. Kirk.
That's a name out of the past.
He's a legend.
James T. Kirk.
I heard that he stood for Tiberius. Did you ever hear that?
That guy came out of security. One of the only captains.
I didn't know that.
That's why he was always leaping around like a sissy. Taking off his shirt.
So Commander Dolio, Lieutenant Ryan Ream. They are in Starfleet Intelligence, and their assignment is to find... basically, Tal Shiar occasion.
Who?
Tal Shiar.
Tal Shiar. Romulan.
The Romulan, like, at that?
Yeah.
Wait, their mission is to find Romulan agents?
Yeah. So they're in the counter-rescue.
They're searching our ship?
They're coming on board.
I see.
You don't know why yet.
I have two will.
You think they think it's supposed to be Romulans saying out the prime number sequence?
Romulans. I don't understand the prime.
Yeah, Romans don't know anyone. Fibonacci series all the way, baby.
Fibonacci, Manny. Everyone.
Fibonacci series, don't even know this.
I guess. Well, that happens. Frogs on their boots, huh?
Do you guys specialize in anything? Like the sort of things they usually get sent out for?
Work the same in a man-based sim system?
You mean this particular mission, or?
What do they
I know they still exist.
They normally...
Prime numbers.
They go around asking a lot of questions.
All right, so...
And, especially looking for any agent in Starfleet. Any enemy agent in Starfleet, facilities.
So that's what they're looking for.
In a base 4 system?
21?
21, yeah.
All right, so they come on board.
So 21. Damn, that didn't work.
You greet them?
Because it's not prime number.
Absolutely, sure.
Okay.
I'll bring a
security with me. No.
21. Bring security boy with you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it 7 times 3 or 3 times 3?
Meeting the security
guy. There is no
guys. They tend to be looking for...
No, but 21 is base... is not prime and base 3. Because 3 times...
Commander Dolio is a human.
Base 4.
Lieutenant Reen is the...
21.
Betazoid.
That's also not...
base 10.
You know, he looks... He's very... You know, he's kind of more arrogant.
He's not what I was thinking mentally. Of course, he doesn't know that.
What's that?
She is a Betazoid, so mentally I'm thinking because they can't read my mind.
If you have any psychology,
yeah.
You can roll it.
Okay. I don't think I do. I want to use my empathy to get a good feel for her.
Okay.
I'm using a breakdown off that.
Okay.
Wait.
I don't have any of those kind of skills.
All right. The only thing you note is that she looks a bit tired.
Reading brain.
So, Lieutenant Dolio.
Dolio, and what's the other one's name?
Reams.
Reams and Dolio.
He's in charge.
Fair enough.
You introduced yourself?
Yeah. James. John.
James T. Kirk.
You have to give your rank.
Lieutenant Calhoun, we're here to investigate.
John, Theodore, Calhoun. Hey, you forgot the, oh, I did it the other way.
Lieutenant Calhoun, we're here to investigate, ask questions about a little incident of a month ago when you guys, when the crew captured a Romulan agent being smuggled in by the Orion. There are some irregularities with the report you file, and we want to make sure that everything is straightened out. So we would like to interview the crewmen who were involved.
Sure.
We're getting counterintelligence quizzing us about.
Should I not be back? I don't have to be back.
You can be back.
If you're back, you could also be in charge.
Yeah.
He's already in charge.
We want Calhoun in charge.
I wasn't there last time, so I don't know what's going on.
I know. Well, he's been meaning to put you in charge for a while.
Well, it's a new episode today, so.
I should tell Sam that I was under you. For that rival thing.
Oh, that's right. You weren't here when I was in charge the first time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You were here when the Romulans or the Orions were on.
No. You missed. Missed that too.
You shouldn't be in charge of it for sure.
Okay.
I'm behind.
Well, that was a two-parter.
Excellent.
Yeah. He's in the bathroom. Something.
I start smirking.
Oh, I hear the bomb.
Land down.
Oh!
Commander Dolio would like a, you know,
name. Oh, yeah.
Name is,
John.
Miguel.
Miguel.
Call Miguel.
That's Miguel.
Chris had part. To leave.
Yeah.
Miguel took over for him.
What?
Hey, did you know that Chris, who is not here for the FBI, has a security credential? So he'd really hate it if, like, he was taped being a Romulan or something.
Oh, now you have to race the singer. We're racing.
Rewind about a minute, man.
Okay. So I would like you to...
I vote that Miguel now be called Horatio.
Seconded.
You're like okay. Horatio.
Like whore for short?
Whore.
Okay. So, you know, I would like to, schedule, set up a second interview. We need, like, a couple hours with each of the involved people.
I'm still curious about the nature of this investigation. What kind of anomalies you're looking for? I'm probably being investigated myself. That's why you don't want to see.
I'm sure that, they aren't anything to be concerned about, but, we must always be careful of Tal'Shiar agents, so...
I would like to volunteer to be investigated first, so that afterward I could assist in your investigation.
My partner and I have been working for years, so I don't think we will need meetings.
Oh,
well,
alright.
At least not, not in the same room. You can always, We will need one or two security people outside.
I'd like to volunteer to be interviewed first, so I can help with your investigation.
Dave and I are the only ones here, I think.
Yeah, we're the only ones here. Well, I can. Need an ear. I keep an eye on what they touch while they're in the room.
They don't touch anything.
They don't touch anything?
What do you mean? They touch in the room.
Yeah, they touch.
The transport room right now.
They're in the transport room, while they're in the room, while they're talking to us, while they leave the room,
right.
Something they touch.
They don't touch anything. They don't really need to. They stare at you, they stare at...
I'm with you.
So
let me...
Your security.
Let's escort you to your room, and then we'll start the schedule on the way.
Okay.
Ah,
very good, very good.
I don't know where my dice are.
It'll still be in the box.
Miguel has to leave, Donald. Horatio is taking over from him.
Okay.
So the schedule. Any preferences? Who wants to speak to first, obviously? The Belagrusian here.
He leaves it up to you.
Alright, so
what's going on?
There is a strange signal from a star system, so you guys are going to investigate.
Another strange signal.
Usually that's
not
just
prime numbers.
Meanwhile, a Starfleet intelligence investigation team is on board to interview interview everybody involved in the last structure.
Okay, I wasn't involved. So.
Like you.
I guess I'm in the clear.
So you think.
Tell us a lot more about Christmas. Do you first?
Sure.
So
we escort them to the room. They tell me anything on the way to the room.
I don't see why. You could offer him like a drink or something.
Where should I meet you after you have a chance to be freshened up?
A conference room will be fine.
I do. Okay. I'll tell them a conference room.
Okay.
The will know where it is.
Oh, wait, did they transport
you?
Yeah. I thought they came in the shuttle.
Oh, that's true. Well, no, the shuttle left.
I said they were transported from the shuttle. Well, that's why I was. Okay, it doesn't matter. I'm not looking for anything at all. No problem. All right, sorry.
Okay.
All right. After they're left with the for the interview, I'll talk to the transporter guy.
Yes, sir.
I want to get the DNA sequences for the two that were transferred over.
We don't usually do that.
And you pull it from the buffers.
I'll try, sir.
What's the skill, by the way, you're using?
Well, transporter, shipboard systems, transporter.
Shipboard systems. Now let me look over your shoulder so I can help out.
And a skill.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah. Before this guy nukes me.
You call me?
Oh, do I know you have that skill?
I don't know.
last week you told me all
you know he's an engineer.
Last week I was in charge, you told me all the stuff that. Yeah. Let's hope this guy's smarter than me. Or cares more about you than I do.
I go back to my quarters and look up the legal rights of people being questioned by spooks.
Okay.
Well, I'll stand. I don't need you
to study up on that for an hour.
Okay.
11 is what I got. Look over his shoulder.
Oh. Just before he accidentally deletes it.
Wait.
What? Oh, yes. There it is.
Okay, cool. Great. Thank you. storm. And then back to the bridge.
Okay. So Dave.
Right there, I want to tell you that DNA sequence is the guy who's
transported.
They ask you.
Commander Dolio.
Any of the times, any other records that you were transported recently, and
describe what happened when you were.
These are the people that they say.
So you do that.
Okay.
Just make sure they are
so
not investigating us at all.
Who seems to be overly friendly with you, Ryan? If you recall anybody, perhaps being a bit too friendly, perhaps,
Okay, maybe they're legitimately.
What's your name, Matt? I know who.
Well, let's see if you remember. Doesn't really.
Friendly in which way? In a suspicious security way, or in a
anybody who you think had. Had more than just chit chat conversation.
The big man the Intellarite engineer.
Okay.
Instant
Gunner.
But I think that was less of a security and more of a secretion and then Ensign Jen, who informed them of everything she knew and then reported herself.
who had more than the passing interest? Is that what you said?
Well, who had more than passing contact.
I had more than passing contact.
I see.
I don't believe I had any conversations alone with them, but I sure was. Oh no, I did. Yeah, everybody who went onto their ship. Let's start with them. So that would be me, Eric, Wu, and then Jen, who of course is still their guest. Saren.
And then Eric, looks like I picked a good week to be absent.
Yeah.
They brain fucked everybody.
Did they really?
Oh, yeah. They took everybody.
Not true. They didn't get
it. And, I list off the...
Your wife is here.
I'd be happy to show you...
I wasn't here the first week.
The list of names of accounts that they tried to break into.
Oh, excellent.
So I'll rattle off the 8 names of the people who they tried to break in through their accounts.
Twice.
Especially the ones who they succeeded in breaking in.
Mine succeeded.
Right.
Okay.
Now, I'm trying to keep you out of trouble.
Do you recall anybody... Now that we know who had more in the passing contact with them, do you recall anybody who seemed to act in any suspicious way in your mind? Regarding
you
your mind.
You spear for me?
What? Are you afraid?
No. What was that question again?
Anybody who you believe acted in any suspicious way, or you suspect being more than a little friendly with?
Oh, I list the captain as another person who had more than casual contact, considering that she was, placing their curios around her desk.
I did.
Well,
the rear admiral.
He didn't really do much except for joining
parties. He did have those two Orion bays under each arm.
That's not quite
Corwin.
Party was uninteresting.
Party
was
short.
What was that
Horatio? Horatio.
who else?
Anybody, people
the
there
last
that,
question was, did anybody have suspicious amounts of contact?
In your opinion. Anybody?
You're safe.
Well, I would definitely say that the people who they tried to break in through their accounts would be suspicious.
Hold it, there's no money. What the hell?
And then the people who they successfully broke in through their accounts would be really suspicious.
You have the gold liminars or whatever.
Yeah. Everybody,
gold plated Latin.
Everybody who was over on that ship could have been, under someone's control for, probably 40 minutes without being noticed.
Okay. Is. Does anybody seem to, when you guys are searching, inquiring about their cargo, who did inquiring about that?
Myself,
mm-hmm.
The captain, the acting captain, and then Ensign Jen. But she did the inquiring of the home planet. She was more of the research wing.
I see. So she inquired about the home planet from the...
She asked whether they were expecting serum. I think the captain and my request.
And after getting their information back, she did not follow that up in any way?
Not that I know of. But of course you could ask the Orions, and she told them everything.
And who was in... who did the sensor scans of the Orion ship?
That was Ensign Jen, I believe.
Right. A lot of us. Yeah. I didn't do any hands. You did.
Well, who do you remember?
I didn't do.
I remember Ensign Jen.
Okay.
Of
course, she's not here.
That is who I remember. Because I remember the captain, I don't say this, but I remember the captain, acting captain, saying to her, why don't you scan over there? And she's like, I don't think we're allowed to do that. That's what I remember. So she did a lesser scan than
I see.
We desired. I don't tell them that. Right. And since they can't read my mind.
Ha! True.
They still remember that fear.
You said it now?
I picture me, like, right here. Right here.
Right. thank you. You've been a great help.
As it turns out, this is actually not an advantage.
And, disadvantage.
You think?
No, Mr. Bobby. Overconfident. My mind is too complex.
We will. you have been great help, and we need you to call you again. Thank you.
Okay. I will forward you the list of the people who. We get flagged as having lots of dealings.
Okay. So, during the whole meeting, you don't have any psychology skills or anything. So, the commander does all the talking.
Right.
The lieutenant pretty much just kind of stares at you.
Scans for feelings.
Well, who knows what she's doing? you know, sir, it's against the law to scan. Well, I guess you will.
Only deep scans, right? The I feel pain kind of crap.
It is if you're actually looking for it, then it's against the law.
Yeah, whatever.
I mean, if you happen to be walking down and someone.
Yeah, if you.
Well, true. Who knows? But.
I thought humans project emotions all the damn time. You had to go out there.
It has to be pretty strong. Usually, because most betas are, you know, most telepathic abilities are already blocked by that kind of stuff.
Mm.
So.
Well, I know
already blocked by what?
Naturally blocked most of the noise that comes from people.
Okay. Yeah. Alright, I will leave.
Okay.
I'll put together that little security report on all the people I think ratted us out to the enemy.
Right. Alright, so you approach the system. Anything you want to do?
We don't know anywhere on the planet. Actually,
you don't even know where.
Just scan of the planet, sir.
Oh, I'm doing the.
We know
DNA
when it was.
Check.
We know when it was broadcast.
I'm doing
so
DNA check of.
Beginning of the DNA.
Computer
check.
Research.
Oh, those two. It is two people. Yeah, and we want to check them against the records for those two people.
Just intellect.
Yeah.
We can backtrack. We know the location of the planet. The orientation of the planet to the location where we picked it up. When we got the signal.
Back planet.
Oh,
all you know is from the system. You don't know what planet it's from.
Okay, so the system is planet then, right?
So the DNA is...
I'm
just
looking to see if they are who they
are. They match up the DNA? They do match their DNA on the plot.
Okay, good.
Those files could have been changed, too.
Most of them. All right, so so many planets and so many satellites off those planets. So I want...
There are six planets.
There's six planets and those have...
And this is a red giant that recently started, only became a red giant like 1,000 years ago.
A year, 1,000?
Yeah, a year, 1,000 years ago.
We have a distress signal, sir.
Most
burning.
It is quite hard.
Goddamn.
So,
5,000 years has really been a scorcher.
So the first planet is a like small gas giant, pretty much.
Okay.
And then balls around.
What I'm looking for is the hemispheres of the planets that were exposed at the time of transmission. The spheres were at the time of transmission.
Okay.
So narrow.
Who's making it? Who's making the scans?
Would you like me to scan, sir?
Sensors can do it.
Sensors.
Just concentrate on the hemispheres that were exposed during the
Yes, sir.
Broadcast.
I'm going to scan, concentrating on the hemispheres that would have been exposed during the broadcast time.
The only thing I'm aware of that was actually illegal that we did was bugging their ship. Is that correct?
and I chose not to tell them about that. But
I don't think anybody knows about it except for Terrence.
And me.
He told you?
Yeah. He said, I was bugging the shit the other day with blah, blah, blah. And I said, yeah, well, as long as the captain knows.
And
then I walked off knowing my brain couldn't be spanked.
What was my target number,
Jeff? I'm looking for a 9.
I got a 9.
All right, so you scan, you do a scan of the planet. As far as you can tell, there is no sign of life on any of the planets. You do spot some sort of ion trail.
Ion trail.
Sir, there's no sign of life.
Oh, not an ion trail. Well, ionized traces of matter. So it is kind of a ion trail.
Yeah. No signs of life on any of the planets that whose hemispheres were available at the time of transmission, but there is an ionized trail leading out of the system.
Yeah.
Out of the system.
Get a trajectory on the planet.
Yes, sir. Look, I'm popping it up on the screen right now.
Okay. So you track it back.
You think we can
it seems to be coming from somewhere in the sun's corona.
Seems to be within the sun's corona, sir.
Well, we need a metaphasic shield.
If there was a sun...
But those are against the treaty!
No, metaphasic shields aren't against the treaty.
Well...